Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Diana Rinkoff, brought to you live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host. Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Diana Rinkoff, brought to you live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Diana Rinkoff.
Aloha from Maui. I'm here in Maui, and I'm bringing you a cool breeze from the trade winds and a nice wave to help you through your day. It's a wonderful day here in paradise, and I hope you're having a great day. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about meditation, and there are so many different aspects of meditation, so we have a lot to talk about. But I want to remind you that each week you can tune in and learn more about alternatives, alternative health, alternative psychotherapies, holistic health practices, different types of body work, energy therapy, self-discovery coaching, spiritual traditions. There are so many different aspects that we look at, and each one of them are alternatives that you can learn more about and hear from the experts and find out for yourself, is this right for me? But at least you can get all the information that you need. Now, I said that we're going to talk about meditation today, and it is such a broad subject. You know, meditation allows us to observe our moment-by-moment mind-body process. And it allows us to really get a hold of our attention, where we're focusing our attention. It allows us to get insight into questions that we may have or just our own true nature. It also allows us to acquire wisdom and realize what we may be clinging to. It allows a whole host of information to come forth. When we can get still enough to quiet the mind, quiet the body, and allow ourselves to really hear what's deep in our heart, what our intuition is saying, what is outside of us, that collective consciousness. So it is kind of all-encompassing, and there are so many different methods of meditation. And so what I've tried to do today is put together a lot of different information for you. I've had people who have sent in their meditation practices. I have been practicing meditation for numerous years, and actually when I went back to put it together, I was actually shocked at how much meditation I've done and the different types. So I'm going to share some of those with you today. But before I get started, I have asked Paul Richter, our resident psychic with the show, to join me today so that I had someone to talk to, and I'm encouraging everyone to call in and share what your meditation practices are. So remember to call in at 347-989-1363. And if you want to share with us, then you'll need to press number 1 so that we can know that you're on the line and want to talk. But, you know, I've been very fortunate. My spiritual journey began 25-plus years ago, and it began with my beloved teacher and best friend, Paul Richter. He is here to join us, so welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks. And I bet you would agree with me that meditation is a critical part of the spiritual journey.
For me, it was a critical part. I think for most people it is, and certainly for me in my journey, it was a way when you just get overloaded that you can relax and get centered to start over again. And it also gave you a wonderful sense, it really heightened your senses of taste and color and smell and the beauty that's all around us. So,
right.
Yes, I'd give it a lot of points in terms of helping people move along in the path of understanding this.
You know, people come to meditation in many different ways, and I wanted to start by sharing one of those because Jen Young, who has been on the show, she is does angel card reading, numerology, and astrology, and actually helps people put their business together, spiritual-based businesses. And she said, she sent this in, she was struggling with almost everything in her relationship. She had a job that didn't bring her any joy. She had numerous to-do lists, and she never was getting anything done. She felt that there was no pleasure in her life. She was sick all the time. She had a loss of energy, and she said she had a lot of crying spells and terrible fatigue, and she knew she had to get some help. And so a lot of her friends, she was in the Georgia area, went to Delphi University, and they were doing a meditation class, and she enrolled in an online meditation class. She said it was costly, and it was very intense. But over the next year, she was able to put her life together, find joy, and more importantly, find her own spiritual path, which includes now the angel card readings, the numerology, and, you know, when she was on the show, she is just bubbling over with enthusiasm. So that's just one story of how meditation has helped someone. Paul, what do you use for meditation?
Well, I started meditating when I was 10, and I tried pretty much everything. I wasn't even sure what it would look like when I hit the right thing. But some of the meditations, part of my mind would still be thinking when I was in the meditation, so it did not give me a sense of peace or wholeness. And so I would try sitting meditation like Zen. I tried yoga, has all types of meditative areas in it. And I basically searched from one to another until I finally just found one that worked. And they come in strange sources. I mean, the one that I found was actually Silva Mind Control, put me onto a system that worked really, really rapidly and very efficiently for me.
Well, you know, I agree with you because when I went back to school to get my master's in transpersonal psychology, one of the courses I took was on meditation, and they actually had for 6 weeks trying, you know, a different week, we had to try different meditation practices and learn and understand all about the different practices. And I will tell you that that was probably one of the most trying times to try all the different meditations. But I think every one of us happens on one of them that works for us. And more importantly, I think, too, that different meditations are for different times. So some of my practices that I want to share with everyone, you know, it depends on what I need as to which meditation I do. Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to mention is that I have been fortunate, other than you, to work with a woman, Anka Nowicki, who also has been on the show, and six other women on a journey of no self. And we come together, weekly and do meditation practices. But we really were dissolving the I and journeying back to the authentic self. And through this process over, approximately 14 years now, we've tried many different meditation practices. And so we've done a lot in the Tibetan Buddhist, Vipassana, the Shamatha, the Tungling, the loving kindness meditation. We also worked on the contemplations, the PAL, the Tibetan Book of the Dead. So we really worked on a lot of the death meditations in the Tibetan Buddhist practices. Then, you know, we went to the mandala, which is one of my favorite meditations, where you look at the five elements, space, water, earth, fire, air. We did a lot of meditation around self-inquiry with Rama. I never can pronounce his name either. But we're really looking at, without our thoughts, our opinions, our emotions, our feeling, our sense perception, our beliefs, our judgment, really what exists under that. And so that's a very specific meditation. And doing that for long periods of time just really, it really cleans out the cobwebs. And so those were a few that I wanted to talk about. And, Paul, we have a couple people who have already called in. And this is, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Tasha Shepherd from Houston?
Satya Shepherd. Very good.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Satya Shepherd.
Tatia. Okay. Tatia, hi, and welcome to the show. I believe you're a friend of Angela's.
I am a very good friend, and I really am enjoying listening to what you're sharing, and I'm really impressed with the diversity of practices that you've explored, and it just sounds so valuable.
I have a few more to go, so that was only in the first couple years, but I wanted to stop because you do a lot of the Buddhist practices, correct?
Yes, I do.
Would you share with us your practices?
I will. I do a specific meditation, and one of the basic aspects of it is cultivating attention. And it's a simple practice, and it's something that as a beginner one does, as an intermediate, and also as an advanced practitioner. It is sitting and becoming aware of the breath, the moment, and the sense of ongoing attention on one's experience. And something that I've begun to understand is that my mind will talk. And there's a concept that I'm studying is that there's an aspect of mind that is the talking mind. And that in meditation, trying to create cessation of thoughts is like trying to pick up an elephant. You know, it's not easy to do. And it's not even the best thing to do, try to pick up something that's too heavy, but rather to simply work with the process of when I'm aware that I'm thinking is to notice it and gently bring my attention back to my breath and to the sense of present moment, this edge of now. And this practice of attention is simply called cultivating attention. It is a profound practice because it not only creates all of those aspects that you talked about that deal with emotion, but it also works with the brain. And one of the wonderful things that we have with the science that we have, they're able to do studies, and they can show the changes in neuroplasticity of the brain because of the benefits and effects of meditation. So I see enormous changes in my life, and it's really surprising to me the changes that I experience from the practice of meditation. And one of them is that I have less reactivity. And I really like, how does this work in my life? How does this give me something that I can take, not just in the cushion, into a deep experience and spiritual growth, which is profoundly important, but how can I bring this into my life as a healing vehicle? And the relationship with awareness of emotion and communication is just profound for me.
You know, I agree so much with what you're saying. And one of the things I want to comment on is when you start the meditation, let's say year one or week one, month one, it is very different than several months as they go by or weeks or even years
to the level of just watching the breath, that, you know, the intensity, the freeness of being able to focus on the breath and the spaces in between the breath become more intense. And one of the things, I think you are a meditation teacher, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I think it's important to have a teacher and to stick with the teacher for a while to really help you explore the processes. And the second thing I wanted to comment on is one of my favorite, the rainbow painting by Rinpoche, he talks about after a while our attention wanders. We may not even notice the distraction. It's subtle. It's the sneaky thief. But having noticed the distraction, applied mindfulness, and remaining natural, the natural state of effortless, mindless mindfulness comes back to us. And it is just in that breath, watching the breath, that so often we can quiet the mind. So
I love that. And, you know, something that I experience also is that I wasn't aware of the unconscious, negative way that I treated myself with self-talk until I really engaged in meditation. And it's so subtle, the interior acting in of negation and the inner critic. And through meditation practice, I've learned how to cultivate kindness and compassion for myself, which then spills out in my engagement with life itself. But it definitely starts at home. But that's something,
yes,
again, these levels of awareness that become evident, just as you were saying, after you start a practice and something happens and you continue it, something else happens. And this whole process, it never ends. It is remarkable the depth of continuing development and growth in mind, in body, in emotions, and spiritually.
Well, thank you. I really am happy that you were able to call in. We're going to need to take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a few other types of meditation. And so if you want to stay on the line, maybe you have some other comments. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you concerned about your job, your career, or your future? When you become CARE certified in the workplace, these concerns will be eliminated while your career soars in the process. Up until now, CARE certification was only available through company-sponsored seminars, but now you can become CARE certified in the workplace on your own time. Order Module 1 today and begin the transformation. There's unlimited opportunity in the workplace today, provided you have the right strategy. Becoming CARE certified is the right strategy. For more information and to order, go to charliespeaking.com.
When it comes to office supplies, what if you got more than great prices and superior selection? What if you also got a dedicated account manager, concierge service, and free next-day delivery? You get all this and more with Group Office Buys, your single source for all your office needs, from furniture and electronics to snacks and cleaning supplies. With over 40,000 items, Group Office Buys has you covered. It's easy to switch. Visit groupofficebuys.com or call Reuben Green at 210-425-2760. That's 210-425-2760 for Group Office Buys. Are you in the rhythm of life? Are you ebbing and flowing with change? What prevents you from becoming everything you want to be? Diana Rinkoff offers a compelling approach to traditional psychology by working with clients to understand and change their belief systems as a catalyst to personal and professional transformation. She will give you tools, insights, and guidance to change beliefs that may be holding you hostage. What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving all that you desire in life? Find out more about Diana and how she can help you at dianarinkoff.com. Change your beliefs and change your life. Tune in on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time
to Life-Changing Insights with Diana Rankoff on the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. And we're here with Paul Richter, and I are talking about meditation practices. So call in at 347-989-1363 and share your practices. You know, Paul, there's many different goals with meditation. And I know one of my favorites is the one that you taught me early on, which you call it the fire plug, and I do too. But, you know, it's one for I need to gather my thoughts. I need to gather, I don't know, it's like gather all my parts of me and get real clear. And I use it a lot. And I'm going to try to explain it to people just because it's so quick. And then you can share if I've missed anything. But basically you think of a fire plug and you think of that just rush of water coming out of the fire plug as if it's been turned on. And you see that coming up through your body, out through the top of your head, and washing away all of the emotions, all of the, well, I usually do it, anxiety, anxiousness. Sometimes it's anger or fear or whatever emotions you may have, and just seeing it wash all of those away. Sometimes I use it to wash away pain, aches and pains in my body. A lot of times I'll reset my DNA. You know, I will be back to my original blueprint of DNA. And then I wrap, the water just completely cleans me out. So it's a wonderful visualization. And at that point, I then see myself wrapped in white silk. And then I do white linen. I almost must admit I'm a fiber artist too. And so I do the white linen and the different types of silk and then the different types of linen. And then I do cotton, Pima cotton. And then I see the sun, the beautiful ray of sun coming down and just encapsulating me. And I put whatever affirmation in for the day. And so that's a beautiful one that anyone can do. Do you have any comments, Paul?
No, I mean, I enjoyed the fire hydrant. I give it out to a lot of people. It actually, as you pull this column of water, quote unquote, up through your body and let it cascade back down, it pulls toxins from your body and it removes negative energy from your body without any effort on your part.
That's right.
And so by doing this exercise, which takes maybe 3 minutes, at the end of it, you feel like you have more energy. If you were tired before you started it, you don't feel tired. You have more energy. And actually, your body is feeling much healthier.
You know, that's right. And I want to talk a little bit here about guided meditations, because Helen Race, who has been on the show before, she is an EFT practitioner, intuitive, and she has a lot of psychic abilities. She said she started with a guided meditation. And about 16 years ago, she'd take her son to preschool, and then she'd pop in the cassette, and she would do a guided meditation. And that is the way a lot of people get started, in these wonderful guided meditations that you can find anywhere online. So, you know, if it sounds a little difficult and you're not quite ready, a guided meditation is a perfect way to get started. Paul, we have a few more people on the line, and Nanette is joining us. Nanette, welcome to the show.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm great. I'm in Maui. How could I not be?
I know. I hope you're enjoying your time there.
I am. And Nanette was on the show previously, and she does a lot of work with eidetics. And so, Nanette, you're going to share with us what you do for your meditation practices?
Well, yes, I am. I really started thinking about, I just want to take a second, because I've been doing a different kind of meditations for about 20 years. And I think, I know that we talk a lot about what it can do for us, but I began to think at a little bit higher level, and what does this meditation practice that we do for the universe and for other people? And I remember being in some serious Buddhist meditation for about 8 years, is that the people in my practice and at the hospital were responding to me very, very differently. It's as if the chaos would just go out of their lives and they would begin to trust me more. I was grounded in the earth and very, very, very present. So I had a response from other people because of the deep meditation I was doing. And the other thing is, I think when we, you know, these meditation practices are, you know, really come from spiritual traditions. And I think that when we do go into meditative states, we're connecting certainly to our physiology, neurology, but we're connecting, you know, to the spiritual self, the higher self. And in doing so, you know, it's like prayer. I mean, we are really putting out a different level of consciousness into the universe. So not only do we help ourselves in a preventative way, we can help ourselves if we have health issues, but we're also helping other people. And that was important to think about that for me. But in terms of eidetic imagery, it is a work in meditation, but it's in picture. And so you go into these images, and it's a little beyond guided imagery, these images that are already in you, and you see the image. It connects.
Give us an example. You see the image.
I want to give you one if you're ready. I actually found one that would be perfect for this. It is a meditation in eidetic state.
Okay, well, so, if we can do it fairly quickly because we're going to have to take a break, but go for it.
Yeah, I'll do a short one. Be mindful. Sit with folded hands but not in perfect posture. And begin rejecting things in the process of finding mind. Now close your eyes. You have left outside things. Now you are closing your mind. Everything is temporary and passive. You are becoming mindful. You hear waters, rushing waters, and they're coming from somewhere. Huge, muddy, torrential, rushing, heated waters. And you feel this is being mindful. There's nothing beyond that. The waters are roaring and endless, supple and continuous. They are primordial. This is the first creation.
Okay, we're going to need to not take the space. Walk us through it so people can go back to it.
So when you become mindful and you begin rejecting your cognitive mind, you go into a place of feeling in your body where you can go into sensation and any emotions that are there. So begin rejecting thoughts, analysis. Close your eyes. And notice that everything is temporary and passes. You become mindful in this place. Feel your body. Feel sensations, move beyond your cognitive thought. See and hear waters rushing. They're coming from somewhere. Huge, muddy, torrential, rushing, heated waters. See that you feel this is being mindful.
The waters are roaring and endless and continuous. They are primordial. This is the first creation, the primary flood. Ocean and flood are together. They are the primary eidetic state.
Nanette, we're going to need to go to a break, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think this brings to mind that Nanette offers classes on eidetics, and she has some incredible work of allowing these wonderful visions to come forth in us. So I encourage you to go back and listen to the archive with Nanette Tushas on eidetics. And we'll be right back after a commercial break.
Thanks, Diana.
Thanks.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action. Airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m., on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
And welcome back. We're talking about meditation. And, you know, everybody has been sharing some words that come to mind when they experience meditation: spontaneous, freedom, inner contentment, the ability to use our creative intelligence, functioning at our full potential, the ability to naturally and easily express our feelings. So meditation just has so many profound effects. And we have Maxine Kaiser with us next. Maxine is a feng shui expert. And Maxine, share with us what your meditation practices are.
Oh my gosh, they've been pretty varied from, like, the other guest that said they started with guided meditation. Mine also did with biofeedback. I did art therapy, I did energy work, I did prayer and massage work. But with the feng shui, I used a transformational prayer, which I feel is basically a meditation, because meditation, in my description, can be a continuous prayer. And I use that for space clearing and also for healing practices. So even though I grew up Missouri Synod Lutheran and I've done the East Indian tradition of meditation, I have found this venue to be extremely helpful. And that's how the software showed up, and we talked about that in a previous session.
Well, actually, we should talk about that a little bit, because
One of the things I want to share with everyone is my meditation group that I've been talking about for 14 years actually meditates most weekly. And we normally go to Janet's, the same place, and we're all together. We've been doing this for 14 years. And we used Maxine's software, which she has been blessed. It was guided by her angels to develop. Anyway, we used the software, and everybody went into a much deeper meditation. It was, like, amazing. Just from the software, I will give it a great plug. And everyone that was there bought it right then and there. This software can be used to run in your house on to keep it running. You can use it in working with clients to allow a more deeper integration. Or the third one is for your own nourishing your destiny, right?
Yes, yes. We have lots of people with different ailments, specifically like head injuries and ADD and different things that seem to be related to the electricity in our body and our brain. And because it takes out the noise and distortion on a full-spectrum sine wave, which is electromagnetic fields, people get relief. They get rid of that you know, chaos and interruption. And so besides that, they can think clearer and some really unique things happening with the relaxation with people with those things that they're struggling with the mind. Amazingly, it does a great thing with meditation. People describe it as if it's meditation on steroids.
Well, when you just said that, if you're sitting in meditation, there's a lot of disturbance just from our mind watching the thoughts pop up. But then we forget about all the electromagnetic fields that are also around us distorting that stillness. And so you're saying that the software actually starts alleviating these electromagnetic fields. And so it makes sense that people are able to go into deeper levels of meditation.
It gives us space for relaxation. And I, have had laboratory results that show that. And the unique thing on talking about it on a spiritual level is that I believe the software, because it was written in Sanskrit and regular computer code both, that it allows for the angelic forces to work through us, with us, as a portal through this, this we call software. It's more like a quantum leap when we talk about software, but it does work.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Maxine, just if anyone would want to find out about the software, do you want to just tell them how they could get a hold of you to look into the software?
Sure. You can look online with our website. It's called New Earth Energetics, and you can do .com, and it'll usually take you to .biz where the website lives. And you're welcome to call me at 303-909-8819. That's my personal cell phone, so I'll know that you've been listening to the radio show.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your information with us today, Maxine.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. You know, I want to talk about a couple different meditations that I do on a regular basis. And feeding the demons is a Chad teaching from the 11th century, and there's a new book out on feeding the demons. And Paul, I know that I've talked to you several times about this, but it really allows one to transform any obstacles, addictions, anxiety, fear into our wisdom characters. And our group does this one on a regular basis, and I know that you have I think you've participated with us. But in Feeding the Demons, you really start by identifying what you're working with. And then you get that feeling in your body and you really start intensifying it. And then you demonize it. You allow it to take on a demon characteristic. And by doing that, it comes out of you, these disowned, denied selves, these false views of ourselves, and it actually becomes a character right in front of you. And at that point, you can ask it what it needs from you. So let's just take one that you're feeling a lot of anxiety. And this anxiety takes on the characteristics of an actual demon. You look at its eyes, you see the hair on it, and you can't, it's just so many different characteristics of this demon. And then you ask it what it needs from you. And at that point, you really start understanding why this anxiety has developed in you, and you get some insight into how that you can let it go. So I love the feeding of the demons. And Paul, what I think you've experienced it, right?
Yes, I have several times. And prior to that, I had not experienced it. It is a very powerful, very wonderful release system.
It is. And, you know, it was passed down by the Tibetan yogis, passed down since the 11th century. And you actually have normally to be initiated into the process. And however, the book, Feeding the Demons, is out. And it is a wonderful book that will kind of take you through it. These names, I just get so over, but her last name is Allione. She is an American woman who has been studying for the last 30 years in the Tibetan Buddhist traditions. And this actual tradition was passed down to her. And so I encourage you maybe to look up that book. I also want to talk about heart meditation, which is one of my favorite. I believe, Paul, you've done this one too. I must say that Paul comes to Houston on a regular basis. He's in Colorado, and he joins our meditation group when he's in town. I'm in Maui. He's in Houston, and he went to meditation group on Sunday, right, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah. So
wouldn't miss it.
So he gets to try some of these out that we have been doing for years. But one of the ones that is my favorite is the heart meditation. And the heart meditation allows us to synchronize the breath and the heartbeat, really to allow us to start pulsating our heart and synchronize the breath to it. It's very tricky in the beginning. I must admit that it took me quite a while to get the two working. But when you do, there's five steps, and you work on broadening the heart, allowing your heart to broaden, and then you work on the depth and the elevation of the heart. You work on a driving heart, which is one that just moves out into the world to express your creativity, and then a full breath. And each one of these meditations, it takes like 12 minutes to do each one of these breaths, and then you move into the pulsating heart, this place where you actually can hear nothing but your pulsating heart, just breathing and so much peace and wisdom. I think there's just an amazing feeling of oneness. And at that point, it is so easy to stay in the flow during the day and to be more heart-centered, heart-conscious, that it is, there's actually, everyone could do it, and 12 minutes a day doesn't take anything at all. So while it takes a little while and practice, and it may take a little longer than 12 minutes at first. It is one that I teach in Houston, and I encourage people to maybe think about that. You also can find it through HeartMath. I think they have some online online courses. So that is another one of my favorites. But, you know, Paul, in this whole thing, what we're really trying to do is just allow some space for us to have that wisdom, our true nature, speak to us. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree.
And I think we have Tasha on the line. Is that, are you still there? Well, maybe not. Anyway, meditation, if I haven't convinced you yet to pick up a practice, then I will after this break. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action, airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
Being successful in one field is easy. Being successful in numerous different fields requires something special. Read Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals to learn how Linda Bayou Stettis was able to leave a successful career after 30-plus years to venture into different successful business projects. Regardless of your business, Linda's new book, Your Pot of Gold, is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals will show you how to grow your business into a success. Order Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals now at lindabayustetis.com. That's Linda, BALLESTEROS.com.
Group Office Buys, everything for the office. Great selection, great service, and great prices. Find out more at groupofficebuys.com. Group Office Buys, the power of group buying.
Are you in the rhythm of life? Are you ebbing and flowing with change? What prevents you from becoming everything you want to be? Diana Rinkhoff offers a compelling approach to traditional psychology by working with clients to understand and change their belief systems as a catalyst to personal and professional transformation. She will give you tools, insights, and guidance to change beliefs that may be holding you hostage. What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving all that you desire in life? Find out more about Diana and how she can help you at dianarankoff.com. Change your beliefs and change your life. Tune in on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to Life Changing Insights with Diana Rinkhoff on the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about meditation today, and we've had lots of different people call in and talk about their different meditation practices. I've had a few people send me some emails about theirs, and Angela Coughlin was on our show, a month ago, and she's an author and a speaker, and she's written three books on journaling, and this is her comment. She says meditation is important to her because she knows the answers are drawn from the collective field of collective consciousness from spirit. And if you become still and listen, the truth will resonate within. And she says she doesn't always do meditation, but that when she does, she's definitely in the flow. She lights a candle. She uses a journal. The whole journaling thing is very important to Angela. And she downloads her mind. And then she writes some burning question in her journal and closes her eyes and starts with the breath. And she begins to take deeper and deeper breaths And sometimes she selects a mantra to block out the chatter. And she stays with the breath until she finds that very calm, quiet place, kind of the deep waters. And during that time, she goes deeper and deeper. And depending on the time of the day or how much chatter, depends on how deep she can go. But when she is able to do that, she feels that stillness, that very calm, centered part of life. And it allows her to stay in this place all day long. It's the gift. So thank you, Angela, for sharing that with us. Tasha, you are still on the line, right? Well, I think, Tasha, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Well, you being a meditation teacher, you've heard a lot of different meditation styles and practices today. What are some of your comments?
Well, my comment is that this is like being at the best meditation mall I have ever heard of because everyone is so unique. And this gives people an opportunity to realize that there's a lot of different styles that perhaps they can connect with something. As you said, when you were studying the different meditations, you found, and each person that was studying found one that they could work with. And I think that's the process, is to begin to reach out. And, it's kind of like going shopping. You go in, you try something on. If it doesn't work, you put it back on the rack, and then you go for something else. And I think that with the amount of benefits that are going across the holistic human system, with the benefits in health and with the benefits in maintaining cognitive function, I think that these things are really valuable, just as wellness practices, and that the benefits really are worth it. And I think sometimes people have some sensitivity about reaching out and trying something new, and I have a lot of respect for that. And so I think people maybe perhaps can begin to investigate something that they feel safe exploring, perhaps with a book, and then maybe ask some questions about who do other people go to that they trust, and get some sense of entering.
I agree with you.
Study.
I agree, but I think that sometimes it's easier in the beginning to meditate with a group. I've tried it, in the beginning I was doing a lot on my own, and not that that isn't good, and the guided meditations are wonderful, but finding a meditation group is just the most amazing process, because really I believe that you're creating a larger space, a larger unified field, and that sometimes it's easier to go deeper into meditation. And also by just with my group, for example, sometimes we share afterwards, and we can create space for each other, hold space for each other, or we get some insight into something we hadn't even thought about before. So, you will hold classes. I do teach the heart meditation from time to time. So I encourage people to really dig in and find a class that works for them, and then do it on your own in the, once a week do a class, and every day try something different, or even try it every other day. Try it for 10 minutes, try it for a half an hour. So that, what do you think?
Well, I think that you're very insightful. And something I wanted to offer is that the place where I study meditation, Dawn Mountain in Houston, is a Tibetan Buddhist temple, and there's complimentary meditations offered on Sunday from 11 to 12 every Sunday. And so that's a very safe way for people to enter into that experience, as you talked about, of meditating with a group, having some simple instruction, and it's not about doing anything but just learning attention, learning about the breath, learning about how to work with the mind. And so that's something to offer people without any kind of serious investment. That
right. Well, since you teach meditation classes, why don't you let everyone have your number? If you're in Houston and you're wanting a meditation teacher, this may be the number that you want to jot down. So let us have your number.
My phone number is 713-516-0340, and my website is breathethismoment.com.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, thank you for participating in the show. Thank you so much.
It's a privilege, Diana. Thank you.
Thanks. Paul, Susan tried to connect several times, and we've lost her. Susan wanted to share with us, and I had talked to her before. She was, you know, Anka does this and my sister does it. A lot of times I'll ask them questions or they'll have to make really big decisions and they'll say, you know, I need to think about it. But what they're really doing is not thinking about it. They're going deep. They're going deep within their own self to get their own answers instead of being influenced by all the outside opinions. And I think that so often that we forget that we have our own guidance inside. And if we stop and take a moment and we really reach deep for our own answers, we'll be a lot more successful. You know, I wanted to share in these last few minutes that my experience with meditation has allowed me to develop skills of patience. More importantly, to be brutally honest with myself. So often we don't tell ourselves the right story. We get caught up in the outside world. But the most important, it has allowed me compassion for myself. It helps me to uncover the working of my mental body, my mind, that chatter. I've really become intimate with the chatter. I know when it's going off, and I know my hot buttons. Because I have gotten intimately introduced to them through the step-by-step meditations that I've done. But the most important thing, it allows me to have a sense of my true nature. And we all have that wisdom inside of us, and meditation allows us to go really deep and find that. I wanted to share that meditation can be many forms. My husband is doing his meditation right now. He's surfing. Sometimes it's gardening. Sometimes it's surfing, playing the guitar. It doesn't always have to be just sitting in meditation. We can find that place that brings us to that stillness where the mind stops, and that is so important. So I want to thank everyone today. It has just been an exciting show with lots of different people sharing their ideas around meditation. So next week I have some special guests, some musical talent that is, they have found their spiritual way by their music. And we will be bringing them straight from Maui while I'm still here. So mahalo. And thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. You know, each week I am so amazed at so much wisdom that comes to us through this show. And so, you know, reach out. Let me know what you think. Go to my webpage, Life Changing Insights with DianaRinkoff.com. Drop me a message. Check out my website, DianaRinkoff.com, and my work. Tune in every week and share the show with someone because we have a lot to offer. And until next week, mahalo!
This has been another edition of Life Changing Insights with Diana Renkoff, brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest of Life Changing Insights, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.